Do not be moved by the things of this world, says the Spirit of grace. Do not be moved by the things in and out of the church, says the Spirit of grace. Look at your prototype and see how he moved and see how the apostles moved. They were not flashes in the pan per se, as you would say. They were not moved by great emotion. Their services were filled with the emotion of those that were healed and those that were ministered to, as in thanksgiving. But I did not need a chorus of emotion to solicit the power. Search the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See if in any of those passages you find that I had to have any kind of ecstatic exuberance, as people often feel is necessary to call and say, God is moved. And yet there will be times when this will take place. But know this, that what many believe brings my presence is often shrouded by layers of flesh and emotions that profit nothing, says the Spirit of the Lord. For those things that I've asked of you go deeper than human emotions. They go into realms of Didymus power and the power of the Holy Spirit that change the lives. You will see dancing and ecstaticness and praises that'll lift the roof in days ahead, because my presence will fill and people will be healed and ministered to. But as you do know this and discern with a sharp two-edged sword, because Satan comes to lead astray, know this, that nothing of the flesh, no pushing of the flesh, will ever bring about the anointing that brings forth this outpouring. For some, that my son's ministry would have been too systematic for them. He preached the word, and then simply without any fanfare, healed the sick, caused the lame to walk and the maimed to be made whole. There was nothing in the emotion attached to it that brought my power. Only his internal walk in the Spirit with me as a father was that which produced the anointing of every moment, says the Spirit of the Lord. And yet I've asked you to come with hearts of praise and worship and adoration. And as you do, know this, that I will come in all these things, but never, ever distinguish and think that the volume of your voice or the ecstaticness of your body has anything to do with the power that will be brought forth in these last days, says the Spirit of the Lord. Let these things be a fruit, not a root. Let them be a fruit and not a root, says the Spirit of the Lord. Let all things be done according to my divine description, and my description is in my word, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mohale se tieto. Mohale esete. No, mehalo soto. Bedikala soto. Ha, medihotia ketiti. Molochle se tieto. Too many churches and too many movements have lived off of emotion. They've lived off emotion. And yet, after the service was over, they could not live in the character of Christ. What they found as an exuberance in their emotions did not carry them past depressions, fears, anxieties, strongholds of the flesh, and even things of the flesh where morality was concerned, says the Spirit of the Lord. For often ministers believe that through the excitement that they can bring to the emotions, that something will be stirred inside of someone for change. But know this, says the Spirit of the Lord, the proof is, as you would say, in the pudding. The proof is in the residue of the after. Because if those things which are of this life, those things which are most emotional, bring forth the strength, then the proof would be, and those who live afterwards would be the giants in strength, morality, and miracles, says the Spirit of the Lord. But often, what is done at church is left at church, says the Spirit of the Lord. Mahole eklese. Me atyala. I do not come. My miracles do not come in exuberance. That's not the solicitation. My miracles come in the answer of a husband to his wife in kindness. My answer and my miracles come in how that you speak to each other, one to another, in loving kindness and tender mercies apart from church. How that you speak the truth in love and will not allow a lie. Many of you watching and many here have spoken lies. And I've convicted you and you've said, "Oh, well, Lord, forgive me." Then I said, "Correct the lie." And you said, "I will." But you have not. Mahalosote. Do you not know that any time that you tell a lie, your first obligation is not only to come under the blood, but then to correct the lie to the person or to the people that you have spoken to? Because every lie lives and has its own life and will be repeated by that person to others. And your lie will be repeated time and time again. Mohalakresete. Character in my church and growing up in my church is where the sustainable miracles will take place, says the Spirit of the Lord. Malaholetiete. Ma oleha. But I would rather bypass that, Father. I'd rather bypass the continual teaching of character change and growing up and just see exuberance and miracles. But I say unto you, look unto Mark. Look unto Matthew. Look unto John. Look unto the writings. Find the places where I needed emotion to solicit power. Find those places and present your case before me, says the Spirit of the Lord. But I say unto you, the character growth by which I am coming to you, present tense, and continue to speak to you, this path will produce Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the earth once again, says the Spirit of grace.